loving the audience.
Speaking of loving your choices, tell me why Jane Seymour chooses at this point in her career to do a scene like that. We can't show the scene, but it was a topless scene. The topless scene. Why would you do a role like that at this point in your career? A role that had that as a part of it, I should say. That wasn't the role, but you had a part
no.
of it.
No. Well, because it's a brilliantly funny film.
It is.
It's really fun. It's a great character. Mm-hmm. And it just comes so out of left field. And actually, when you really analyze it, you don't actually see mm-hmm. very much of me. I mean, mm-hmm. obviously, Owen Wilson does.
Yeah.
You know? Owen Wilson.
Speaking of which, how did he handle that during the taping?
Oh, he was hysterically funny, yeah. you know, because I think he was really nervous. And somebody said that he actually kind of liked me, although, you know, obviously I'm old enough to be his mother, but almost. But anyway, he like had his little fingers like this, and he had to touch my breast.
Yeah.
And he was afraid to, like, open his fingers, so I had to persuade him. It's okay, Owen, I'm cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But it was very funny at the time, and I'm really glad I did it, because I think I love to play comedy, and I think people have looked at me for years, and they've never thought that I was particularly funny. Mm-hmm. So now at last, things change.
People realize
that actually I'm pretty goofy.
Have you always been that way, or you become that way, and now you want to just put it on film? Have you always been that way?
I think I always was that way, but mm-hmm. I think I'm funnier now because I really don't care. You know? Like,
is that the key to just not care?
Well, it's not that. I think that, you know, there's a certain freedom that comes at a certain age where you just go, you know what?
What the heck?
If I'm not having fun and I'm not showing what I can do now, then, mm-hmm. you know, what are we waiting for? So.
Yeah. That's a good contrast, because I was saying to you before we came on the camera, before we came on air here, that the Spike TV channel, I think it's the Spike channel, it has a James Bond marathon that's going on right now. And so I've seen Live and Let Die like 25 times over the last month on Spike TV, and that your role in that is as classic as they come.
Well, you know, again, people always said, well, I mean, you know, you were in a James Bond film. Well, I'm the only person ever to be a woman in a James Bond film that played a virgin.
Yeah. I like that is true. I thought about it like that. I was very covered up.
The funny thing is that the people who hired me for Wedding Crashers, the only other film they've ever seen me do was James Bond.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 35 years of career completely went past their radar. I mean, they never saw me in anything else. So I was just thinking, that's really funny, you know. What was I doing, twiddling my thumbs for 35
years? Well, I'm just laughing for a different reason. You go from being a virgin in James Bond to bearing your breast in Wedding Crashers, but that's another issue. I'll leave that alone. That's progress, I think. But that's... I'll leave that alone.